1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. We're just getting a new read on the Labor Department. The big question, has hiring cooled down? And the answer is yes. The Labor Department says employers added 175,000 positions in April. That is significantly less than analysts expected. They were predicting 240,000 compared to 303 the month before. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The job market has been stronger than expected for the last couple of years, and that has really helped consumers, some of whom are struggling under the weight of $1.13 trillion of credit card debt and $1.6 trillion of student loan debt.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.9% last month from 3.8% in March. Investors are watching these numbers to see how they will factor in on the Fed's next decision on interest rates. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Student protesters are meeting with University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin today. That's after police and campus leaders promised to take no action against pro-Palestinian protesters for 24 hours. 34 people were arrested on Wednesday over tents the demonstrators put up on campus. Workers in Wisconsin say the government needs to fully fund Social Security. Jessica LaPointe is a union leader in Green Bay. She says chronic underfunding means slow service.
Service delays are far and wide, and it could take, you know, more than 4 months to start your retirement benefits up.
As part of May Day commemorations this week, unions are calling on Congress to find long-term funding solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo Safety Fair is Saturday, May 11th. It'll be at the Grand Rapids Lions Club from 10 to 2. This free event is for kids in kindergarten through 5th grade. There's free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections. Children can complete a passport to safety for a chance to win a free bicycle. Kids need to bring their own bike and be accompanied by an adult. A complimentary lunch and beverage will be available. 3rd District U.S. House candidate Rebecca Cook says the federal government should do more to fight PFAS pollution. She spoke at a Democratic primary forum Wednesday night in La Crosse, broadcast by Civic Media.
Calling for more testing is one of the things that's at the start of that. Calling for more research and remediation. And remediation is not cheap.
Cook's running against Eric Wilson and Katrina Shanklin in the August 13th primary. The winner takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together,
We
Terry.
Do, and it's Friday. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot right about the sun shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to poke holes in this day,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, we can't complain. Can't complain. Got a nice day lined up for us. We got a lot of fun things lined up for you. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club going on for today, Saturday and Sunday. We'll get into that. A little after that, our news break, we'll get into our star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going back to the game shows.
We're gonna play a famous game show theme.
Got a couple more of those left that we wanted to get to. Just had some birthdays we were doing in between and everything, so we'll get back to that.
But really, we can just do whatever we want.
We really can. And we can do that thanks to our great friends at Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody, and win some free Culver's in just a little bit.
Lemon ice is back. Just throwing that out there for people who are. I love that stuff.
You know it's summer. You know summer's right around the corner, at least.
Get to Culver's.
We'll get into all that. We're going to also be touching on this hour a couple of other fun topics. We've got how much the average American ignores their check engine light. It's not good.
Do you do that?
No. Because with my vehicles,
it'll blow up.
that could end badly. We also science has finally figured out why we like our beer cold. Because it tastes better.
Why would you want it warm?
Yeah, why would you?
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll give science some time. We'll go ahead and look into that. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick off entertainment. Yes, I'll let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. I want to take a moment to talk about some local theater and something really exciting that is happening for our station this weekend with the WBA. So I want to touch on that a little bit. We'll get into all that. Looking forward to it. And our weekend lineup, of course. And then I write stories, good stories of the day. Terry, you and I usually like to kick off things with Talking United Way. Before we dive into that, I do want to send a shout out to another local business that has joined us recently and became a member of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, our friends at Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. I went there yesterday. I have not been to a new stylist in a while. And because of my headshots and because of my, I'm under contract to have my hair a certain length and to have a certain look so that I match my headshots. So when, you know, casting agent so sees that.
Someone hires you, you actually look like your picture?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bad dating game, isn't it?
Or a really bad
dating app? Yeah.
It really is.
Oh. So, okay, I get it.
So I was a little nervous about it and everything. Could not have enjoyed myself more. Was great. I forgot how much you can enjoy your haircut. Like, you can really, it's more than a haircut. She took care of me. She also did a great job on my hair. Very detailed. Asked questions I wouldn't have even thought of, which I really appreciated. And my Aunt Nay cut hair for like 30, 40 years. She was the one that cut my hair for like the first 15 years of my life. And I growing up with a stylist and really, and somebody who I really loved and respected. I don't know. Our hairstylists, I think, are one of those underappreciated forms, you know, things. Certainly not during the pandemic. We all appreciated our hairstylists then. But I do want to send a shout out to them. It's a local business, a great business, doing really good work over there. And I had I had something done yesterday I've never had done. I had somebody trim my beard.
Somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
First
There's
off,
the pampering, right?
Highly recommend to everybody. Highly recommend. Not only did it feel great, but a much better job than I've ever done. Much better. Which is weird. You would think that you'd be able to do it yourself.
Well,
just
you're
as well.
Probably in a rush.
Yeah.
Or it's just part of your routine, so then you don't
you're
take
so
a lot of care
right.
with it.
Yeah. You're so right about the rush and the routine part. But I had, so that felt great. But she put on a hot towel on me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that before.
You were like at the spa. What's the name of this place again?
Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. Fantastic.
Where are they?
They are located right here in town. 3930 A Street South, room 102 in Wisconsin Rapids.
So what is that by?
It's
3930.
Right on the way to Walmart.
Okay, so down to the south.
By the barbecue place over there.
Oh, by Jim's Barbecue.
Jim's
Shack.
Barbecue. Okay. Shout out to Jim's, too. Great barbecue. Great barbecue over there.
No wonder she had to clean your beard. Yeah, you were probably slopping your barbecue while your hair was getting cut.
That's a whole new problem. I had no idea how much that
how
actually
How much food
happens.
Gets in there?
Yeah. But again, I encourage you to reach out to them, find out more. Relax, Refresh, Reconnect .com. Be sure to check them out and support local, everybody.
Cool.
And a big thank you to our chamber. Known her, wouldn't have met her or anything. She hadn't joined us on the air and stuff, and really appreciate that. Keep that in mind, everybody. There's a lot of local businesses around that you'd be surprised are in town. Like, and I don't think that's any shot to anybody or anything like that. We have a medium-sized community, and how often do you even, Terry, hear, oh, I didn't know this was here, or something like that?
Yeah, because we go where we go, and we kind of have our blinders on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't always even see. So I think it's great, and when especially entrepreneurial small businesses can be featured.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, they're part of the chamber, so they come in, join here, you hear a little bit about them, and I think they've got
awesome.
You hooked.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'll be back. I'll definitely be back. I will definitely be back. It was a really good time. We're getting ready for a really good time with our United Way, United Weekend event coming up. We've been talking about that a bit. Terry, is there anything else you want to, is there something you want to highlight today?
Yeah, so the other thing I just want to highlight is that on May 1st, so 2 days ago, registration opened for Stuff the Desk.
Yeah.
So if you are a family that qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, and you need to register for those. You can't just show up. The way that you register is to visit our website, uwswac.org, and there's a banner. You just click on it and you put in some information about your student and or students. You can do, you know, you can register obviously multiple students, all the students in the household. That registration will be open May 1st through August 1st, but the pickup times are first come, first served.
Yeah.
So for instance, you know, if you know your work schedule and you could only get there maybe Saturday morning is what works for you, those are first come, first served. It is a drive-through style distribution. So that's why we have to put, you know, we have to have different slots and kind of put a limit on it, because obviously we kind of back up the roadways, right? Yeah, you know, and it also is just the ease of distribution. We don't want anybody in line for 3 hours or something like that. But registration is open. There was also a link sent out through all of the schools in their newsletters, just, you know, as of May 1st. So you can get to it through there, or you can go uwswac.org and get signed up.
Encourage you to do that. we're still gathering teams for United We Can.
We are.
I want to remind everybody about that as well.
Yes. So United We Can will be on June 18th. We are looking for teams to sign up to build food sculptures. We have 8 signed up right now, but you know, we can go up to 12, maybe 14. So if you have an interest in that, the idea, we call it Strikeout Hunger, of course, because it's at a Rafter game. But the idea is hunger awareness in the community for those who attend the game. And then the bonus of it is leveraging all of that food that then gets distributed to our local food pantries, food programs, food distribution. So it's a great opportunity. And it's really fun to do something maybe a little bit out of the box with your team, right? So it could be a group of coworkers. It could be maybe a civic group, a church group, youth group. We've had a lot of different, you know, it could be a family or maybe a family sponsors, you know, some kids to do it or something like that. But we have 2 categories, major league over 500 items and then minor league under 500. And so it's a really great opportunity, and you definitely can still register. And then coming up the second week of June after school lets out is our great book giveaway. This will be where we are out doing a series of reading in the park events. Basically, we have volunteers come read to the kids for about 20 minutes, and then the kids get to pick out books to take home and keep forever. So the idea is that they can have them for summer. Mm-hmm. You know, and really have some books at home, ones that they're excited about that they pick out themselves, and designed to be about a 30-minute event. We certainly encourage people to stay in the park longer if that works in their schedule. But this has been a really great event. We've been doing it for quite a while. We are currently looking for readers. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in coming and reading maybe your favorite children's book, or sometimes we hear from people, well, we don't have any kids' books in our house anymore, right? Yeah. You can grab one right off of our table and read that. You know, you certainly can do that, but it's just meant to be a fun, engaging, you know, a different way for kids to think about loving reading and having those books for summer. So, you know, that's kind of what we have going on. And then of course we are gearing up for a fall campaign and working on, you know, materials for that and looking at what fundraising is going to look like in the fall.
With the great book giveaway that Tuesday, June 11th, I see you're going to be at the zoo again at 1:30. I will meet you there. I will be there. I will be there reading. And I said it on the air, so now I have to do it.
Perfect.
I'm looking forward to it. I got to do it this, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah,
it was such
fun.
A blast.
Well, you can just walk across the street.
Yeah, so that's nice. Well, and 1:30 I can make. I can't make 10:30. I can't make some of those. I'm looking forward to that. The campaign that's going on, everybody, you get to hear Terry and I talk about the United Way almost weekly. And we're very lucky to be able to do that. We're just as lucky to have a United Way and to have the work that they do in this community. When you add to that campaign, it is an investment. It is an investment in this community. You hear all the different categories, all the different layers the United Way is able to touch on in this community. I don't know another organization that does something like that. When you are investing in the United Way, you are investing in Wisconsin Rapids, you are investing in Wood County, you're investing in our people. And appreciate all of you that do that. Keep that in mind throughout this whole season. Sometimes investing involves things like this, like the Great Book Giveaway, or maybe dropping off school supplies for that. You know, different things like that. There are always opportunities for you to put back into our community through the United Way. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you all doing that. Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Terry and I will be back talking birthdays and anniversaries all weekend long, coming up on El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Tell me I may always dance the air.
It's time to do some celebrating with our friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We send a big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Keep in mind that Port Edwards' own child whisperer, Kathy McGrath, will be doing her thing today at the Heck Cafe from 4 to 4:45. If your kids haven't had the pleasure to join them in on the fun, go ahead and head on out there. She tells stories and sings while using her hand puppets. She gets the kids involved, and it's a lot of fun. Nephews, nieces, grandchildren, kids, go ahead and check it out.
She is fabulous. Kathy really is fabulous.
She's really good at what she does. Also want to remember, keep in mind, everybody, they got a fun time going on, Cinco de Mayo. Head on over there for a Cinco de Mayo celebration, 2 to 6 over at El Cafe. That should be a lot of fun. They're going to know how to celebrate it.
Sounds good to me.
Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, support the people that support us. We appreciate you doing so.
You know what I was thinking? That some morning, why don't we just set up live over there?
I want to. So
they have that little side room. We could be in there. Yeah. We could also be eating.
Oh my God, yes. Oh yes. Ashley, we could just be talking to people, but we also could just be off to the side.
Our technology has to be good enough that we could do
I'm certain it is. I'm positive.
I think
it is.
We do it.
we've done plenty of remotes before. We haven't been out and done a remote in a while.
We
got to get out there.
They're already a sponsor. We could just go hang out.
Just work it out. Yeah. You know what? Let's just show up. Let's just. Well, what can go wrong?
I'm with you on Tuesday. Let's shoot for Tuesday.
Let's shoot for that. For now, let's go ahead and take a look at our list here. And Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And I need another 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So there we go. And another 1 through 3.
Wow. I guess I did 2, 1. All right. 3.
There you go. Nice.
2, 1, 3.
There we go. So we have our qualifiers. We are set. Let's go ahead and get into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Di Green.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Di. Hope you have a great one. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Sophie Fight.
Yeah, happy birthday, Soph.
Soph, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish you the best of days. And our qualifier, Sherry Marskoff.
It's a Sherry Marzofka.
Marzofka.
Yeah. Thank happy you. Birthday, Sherry.
Sherry, enjoy your day. It's
kindergarten teacher.
Name.
She's,
oh,
you know,
that's awesome.
Busy,
oh, that's
I'm cool. sure. So happy birthday, Sherry.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sherry. I can't imagine she could hear us right now, but please somebody wish her a happy birthday for all of us. We then take a look at Saturday, May 4th, and we wish happy
thank
birthday.
Thank you for not actually doing that. Because I hate that. Okay, anyway,
imagine.
Saturday, May 4th.
Happy birthday to Janet King.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Hope you have a great day, Janet. We also wish you happy birthday to Katie Alexander.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Enjoy your day, Katie. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi.
Happy birthday.
She's our qualifier for Saturday. Dr. Erin, of course, one of the hard workers over there at Stoiber Healthcare. Appreciate them. Say a good morning to the team over there. Great, great human beings. Great people. Great at what they do. Dr. Erin is right there with the rest of them. Incredible human being. She is just an incredible human being. There's not much more I can say about that. Just a funny, a smart, intelligent, great mom, great wife, great human being. We appreciate you, Dr. Erin. And,
happy birthday.
Probably should stop calling her Dr. Erin. I think she gets mad at me when I do that. I think she, have a great birthday, Erin. It just feels weird to call her Erin. It feels weird.
Fair enough.
She's my boss for a while. So, was, you know, I never... I don't know. Happy birthday, Erin. And on Sunday, May 5th, we wish a happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody this weekend. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. We've got some facts that you may have not known about Cinco de Mayo coming up, so we'll get into that. But also on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Kathy Liked.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Also, Catherine. I'm sorry, Catherine.
Catherine?
Catherine Luked. Luked?
Lucked?
Lucked, yeah. Catherine Lucked. Happy birthday, Catherine. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Deb Alft.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Enjoy your day, Deb. And our qualifier Sunday, Judy Neiman.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Judy, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. And I do have to send a special shout out this Sunday to my oldest, my daughter, Bria. It'll be her birthday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Bria,
how old are you getting to be? How old is she?
She's going to be 28.
28?
Bria is currently overseas. She's over in Europe celebrating her honeymoon.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not nervous at all about it. It's not nerve-wracking at all to have your child out of the country. She's a grown woman. She's 28. She's fine.
She's perfectly
fine.
I was just thinking about this list.
I'm just going to call her real quick.
You
I'm
stop
just going to check in.
Hey, pay attention. It's all ladies on the list today.
I didn't notice that.
Isn't it?
Oh,
or did
that,
I miss something?
No, that is. It is all women on
the list. I was
there.
Just thinking when you got to the
nice.
Bottom, I'm like, wait a minute.
Very cool.
I mean, doesn't matter, but yeah, it was just
no,
like, it's kind of cool.
I don't think that's ever happened before. And such a big list on the weekend, nonetheless. Yeah. That is pretty cool. We should remember that.
Excellent.
Bree.
Leave your daughter alone.
Yeah, I will try to. But I do have to say that she is one of the most incredible human beings I'll ever know.
Okay, fair.
She's
do not
incredible.
Call her.
She is wonderful.
While she's gone.
Encourage you to support Bria's work. She's a great artist. If you're interested in her writing, she's a fantastic writer. You can find her work on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. B.A. McRae. You can email me.
And I'll brag her up because I've really enjoyed her books very much. And I had the opportunity to be an early reader of her latest. And it was fabulous.
Yeah, she's doing some really good work there. If you're curious, the podcast we do together, What the Muppet, encourage you to support that as well. We've got a nice Etsy store there that she created, as well as, of course, the pod and the YouTube page. Just type in your search bar, What the Muppet. And thank you so much for supporting and not only a local artist, but my kid. Yeah, let me bought it. My kid, man. Take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. We wish happy birthday. I never say this lady's name right, but she is fantastic. Pam Klentinoff. She is 38. Many of you know her as Mantis in the Avengers movies and Guardians of the Galaxy movies and all that. She's currently in the new Mission Impossible series. Cheryl Burke is 40. Irish Russian dancer. Beauty. She's on Dancing with the Stars. I think she's still on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know.
Is Dancing with the Stars still on?
I don't know.
I used to love that show.
I'm 90% positive it is still on.
I think she probably is, yeah.
She helped Drew Lachey and Emmett Smith win the second and third seasons.
Won since then, too.
I think she?
Yeah,
okay.
She's good.
I think it's kind of cool how the dancer and the celebrity win.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool. I think that's interesting. And I've seen, like, Donald Driver has his gold ball, like right there.
He
like,
was amazing.
He's very proud of that. Like,
well,
that's pretty cool.
He worked hard.
Just as a side note, not many athletes have like a great retirement plan or anything like that. A lot of them get into sports media and those things. I think you can make the argument Donald Driver's had like the best like retirement career path. There's been, like the whole buckle up campaign
yeah, he's
and all
great.
That. Like,
he is great.
It was great. It's very cool. Rebecca Hall is 42, Kong expert in Godzilla versus Kong. She was also Vicky in Christina Barcelona and in Iron Man 3. Eric Church is 47. Great country singer, songwriter. I enjoy him.
It's one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. I've thought about seeing him in a concert for a while.
It was outside, but he had a really cool like light show. Not like psychedelic, but just, you know, spotlights and like that kind of thing. That was awesome. And he was loud, but like good loud. You know, not like your head hurts loud. Like it was just, it was very powerful. Very good concert.
I really enjoy him as a songwriter. I've really been enjoying playing his music over on the Sunrise Show. We played a couple of tracks of his today. I didn't know that he was my age. I thought he was younger. Like, man, he's aging well. Like, that man is aging well. He sounds young.
You're going
too.
Back to the spa this afternoon?
I'm going back. I need to go a couple times. Dulé Hill is 49. Great actor, great singer. Many people remember him from playing Charlie on The West Wing. He was Alex on Suits, Larry on Ballers, but a lot of us know him as Gus on Psych. He was really good on that show. Let's see here. Amy Ryan is 56. Holly Flax on The Office. Christopher Cross is 73. Wow. Genius of the 80s. Like, just incredible. You might hear the phrase overnight sensation. A lot of that, I think that phrase existed for a very long time, but Christopher Cross was kind of the example of that it literally happened overnight. His music really started to hit the radio, and by morning, he was just, everybody knew his name.
And that was without social media, and without, you know what I mean? Like now, I don't even think overnight sensation can even be used anymore, because now it's so different, you know, with the instant information.
Yeah.
But back then, I think there was something to be said for that.
Sailing, Ride Like the Wind, and my favorite, Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do. I love that song.
Happy birthday, dude, but to me, they all sound the same.
They all sound the same. No, that's 100%.
I mean, I'm not trying to diss them, because I have no problem with them, but I'm just like, they all sound the
very
exact
same
artist.
To me. Very good artist. Very celebrated. I was always surprised that he didn't stretch, he's still not putting out hits. Like, he was such a hit kind of guy, and he had so many songs there, and it just seemed like he was such a presence in the 80s, and then by the time that, even before the 90s are even here, he's gone.
You know, maybe he just wrote off into the sunset.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
maybe,
smart guy, probably smarter than the rest of us.
Happy 73rd to Mr. Christopher Cross. Happy 78th to Greg Gumbel. The Gumbel brothers are incredible. Broadcaster, NFL, NCAA basketball games. CBA's currently the head guy on CBS's football time. The Gumbels are great. Greg Gumbel. I'm a big fan of Greg. I like Greg Gumbel. I just like his work. I like that. I don't think you can rock him. I don't think, you know, those guys out there cower, and some of them, they throw some stuff out there every once in a while on that CBS Sunday show and stuff. And he just rolls with it. He's so good at what he does. I should tell people, if you haven't heard, that is going to change quite a bit next year. Greg will still be there, and Bill Cower will still be there. But I believe J.J. Watt and Matt Ryan are going to be joining that. And Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason are leaving.
They're leaving.
Yeah, and they're bringing in J.J. Watt and that. And it's going to be kind of cool to have some Wisconsin representation out there with J.J. Watt, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
even some Midwest representation, that's kind of cool. Good talker, too. J.J. does a good job. He's good. Frankie Valli is 90. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Leader of the Four Seasons. Jersey Boys is all about them. Big Girls Don't Cry. Walk Like a Man. December 1963. He also did the theme song for Grease. I forget that. I forget that he did the theme song for Grease. I have all the respect in the world for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I can't handle his voice. I can't do it. It's something about that high-pitched voice that it's like nails on a chalkboard for
me. Fair enough.
But my whole family loves that man. Like, I don't know many Italian households that don't love Frankie Valli. Like, I don't know if you can do that. But, I heard him all the time growing up, like crazy. My nana loved playing him. The Jersey Boys thing has been so kind of cool. Like, that's still really popular. And it's been kind of cool to see younger generations getting into that music and, you know, I appreciate the people that put on those shows, because they encourage the audience to come out and dance and everything, and they seem like a lot of fun. And some people no longer with us. The hardest working man in show business ever, James Brown, born in 1933, passed away in 2006. The godfather of soul. Like, that's all I got to say. Like, that's a pretty good resume right there, when at the top of it is the godfather of soul. the hardest working man in show business, the king of funk, Mr. Please, Please, Pleaser. Just so many different things, so many different lines. James Brown, quite an interesting human being. And a lot of music, a lot of great music. A perfectionist. Like, James Brown, there's a lot of stories out there about you do a show and they're in the middle of a song, you miss a note, James stops everything. All right, let's do that again. Let's do that again. That kind of thing. Or you getting fired. Bootsy Collins is arguably one of the greatest bass players of all time. Went on to perform with George Clinton and P-Funk and all that. Bootsy Collins got his start with James Brown. Messed up one time, gone. It's gone.
Should have practiced
that.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, so. Pete Seeger, born on this day in 1919, passed away in 2014. Legendary folk singer, Turn, a big hit for the Byrds. Of course, wrote If I Had a Hammer, which became a big hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary. Pete Seeger wrote a lot of good songs. It didn't happen to, those ended up being hits for other artists, it seems, but a great songwriter himself. Anna B. Davis, born on this day. Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I used to like that show.
Yeah. Bing Crosby, born on this day in 1903, passed away in 1977. One of the best-selling recording artists and most popular film actors of all time. It is 2024. Bing Crosby hasn't done anything since the 70s, and he is still considered that. He is still, not just records-wise, as far as if you look at the numbers and everything, but you talk to anybody in the industry that knows anything, Bing Crosby, one of the first names that comes up.
Christmas music. That's for me. That's eternal. Where he, like, it's
eternal. Yeah. Him and for my family growing up, it was Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, and then once the this is so funny to me. Once the Boys to Men Christmas album came out,
Chipmunks.
No, my mother loves that Boys to Men Christmas album.
Really,
like, every Christmas, I cannot stress enough. Every Christmas, that whole album plays. That whole thing plays. I'm not tired of it at all.
Do you all have to sit at attention? Like, turn the TV gets turned off and you all just
we usually
sit?
Leave the room. Usually. At least for some of it. Let's go ahead and take a quick glance at our weekend here, Terry, like we like to do. Let's take a look at May 4th. Let's see here. Shariq Moore is 29. Miles Morales in the Spider-Man and Into the Spider-Verse movies. A great young actor. Great young actor. Lance Bass is 45 from NSYNC. Aaron Andrews is 46 from Dancing with the Stars and sideline reporter for Fox. Aaron Andrews is good.
I like Aaron Andrews, but I like him on Dancing with the Stars.
Will Arnett is 54. Batman in the Lego movies. Job in Arrested Development. He is on Chip and Flaked. He was the star of BoJack Horseman. Just big fan of Mr. Will Arnett. Anna Gasteyer is 57. She was the first SNL cast member to ever get pregnant while on the show. Tina Fey was the second, for the record. But Anna Gasteyer, great talent. Amazing talent. Speaking of amazing talents, I know one of your guys, Terry. Randy Travis is 65 tomorrow. Country superstar. Now, Randy Travis released a new song, or is releasing a new song today. I wasn't able to play it. I am going to on Monday.
Oh.
Monday's Sunrise Show.
It wasn't off the press yet?
Yeah, it wasn't off the press yet. I'm still waiting for it, but his people said that he was releasing a new song.
Cool.
I just want to take a moment here, because I always admire it when we see artists do these things. Randy Travis never has to do another thing the rest of his life but sit back and watch TV if he wants. Like, he's done enough. His legacy is set.
Yeah,
that is awesome. One of the top 10 greatest country artists of all time. But you see him, even with the stroke, even with some of the health conditions he's had, even with some of the shame he has felt from some of the other things that have happened to him in the public eye, this man continues to go out of his way for country music. He is always at the Grand Ole Opry. I think he has a room there.
I wish he would have been there when I was there. Maybe he was.
He goes out of his way to bring new artists, you know, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, that thing.
Yeah, he's a really great mentor, you know, and a nurturer.
Yeah,
like, I really like him.
And releasing new music at this age with everything he's been through. He doesn't have to do that. He's doing it because he loves this. He is passionate about this. And to be that passionate, to love it that much still after everything he's accomplished, it's just incredible to me. That's very cool. I whether you like Randy Travis, whether you listen to country music, any of that doesn't matter. I think you could just, as a human being, respect
the guy
and what he's come back from and what he has done. Shout out to Randy Travis. Happy 65th birthday to him. Yesterday would have been Audrey Hepburn's birthday. Born in 1929, passed away in 1993. You could make the argument the greatest actor you'll ever see. I mean, yeah, Audrey Hepburn. I am never going to say anything but greatness about that human being. I learned so much from Audrey Hepburn over the years. On Sunday, just real quick, Adele's birthday is Sunday. She'll be 36.
Oh, I'm a lover of her, too.
She's good. A lot of good singers born on this this weekend. Let's see here. And that's about it. Oh, Tammy Wynette. I'm sorry, I wanted to get in Tammy. No. Tammy Wynette would have been celebrating her birthday on Sunday as well. So, again, a lot of great singers and everything over the weekend.
For sure.
Everybody celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, we wish you a great one. Enjoy. Have a great, good time. And Bria, you really need to text me back. I'm wondering how
leave
you
leave her alone.
Enjoy yourself, Bria. Enjoy yourself and happy birthday to you. We'll be back. When we come back, Terry, we're going to talk about being cool. We talk about being cool when we come back. Yeah,
we talk about it. Okay. I mean,
maybe we'll just be it. Maybe
or not.
Or not.
No, I said we're not. Not or not. We're not.
We're not. Something like that. Find out when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. We'll also, of course, have the Culver's Star of the Day coming.
Get
up
ready.
For you. Yeah, get ready for it, everybody. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin next week. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine on Wednesday. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin this week. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes a virtual tie. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue opens today. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Clark County ATV-UTV trails will open 1 week from today. The trails open at 8 a.m. on Friday, May 10th. Please use caution while riding the trails. They still have rough areas, with some cleanup and trail grading is still taking place. Be aware that logging activity is going on as well. All Clark County forestry and parks, campgrounds, and boat landings are already open for the season. 3rd District U.S. House candidate Eric Wilson says you shouldn't have to be wealthy to run for office. He spoke out for campaign finance reform at a Democratic primary forum on Wednesday night in La Crosse, broadcast by Civic Media.
It's not easy working full-time and running. We're putting up barriers that not everyone has access.
Wilson's running against Katrina Shanklin and Rebecca Cook in the August 13th primary. The winner will take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks stop here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a season-ending loss to the Pacers, 120-98. The Bucks made a major trade for Damian Lillard. They fired and hired two coaches, but still ended the season in the first round of the playoffs again. But after the game, Doc Rivers saying, remember how they won with both Giannis and Dame out Tuesday night.
Listen, we're the first team in NBA history to win a game with your two best scorers out. I mean, that's history. That's not like one game or one year. It's hard to do, man. Like, take Jokic and Murray away. You know, go to each team and take your two best players away. It's going to be hard. We understood that, but what I loved about our guys is no one wavered. That one guy wavered. Every single guy in that locker room thought, even without those guys, we're still going to win this series. That says a lot about the character of your team.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. The first time Cubs manager Craig Counsell facing his former team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio? I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song for you. You get ready to call up 424-2600. Let us know what this theme song is. And boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's.
I mean, start dialing now because this one's really easy.
This is a really easy one, everybody. It's a super easy one. Get ready to call up 424-2600. Let Terry and I know what game show this is from. Nice. Well done. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, they're gone.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, call back. Call back. 424-2600. There we go. Let's see here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be the Wheel of Fortune?
Hey, yeah. Nice job.
Nicely done. Knew that one right away, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic. Classic. One of the greats. One of the greatest game shows.
And in big transition right now, too,
yeah.
With Pat Sajak leaving, retiring.
Huge transition. And Ryan Seacrest
yep.
taking over and everything, which is really interesting because Ryan Seacrest has said in the past, he had a past interview where he said that was the one job he was nervous that he couldn't do. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Like bend over and roll the wheel or what?
Just, I don't know.
Maybe it's Vanna. She's intimidating.
Nah, that's it.
Are you a Wheel of Fortune fan?
Oh, I watch it once in a while.
Yeah, right on. Can I get your first name, sir?
It's Timothy.
Timothy, thank you so much again for playing along with us. We appreciate you. I forget, where are you from, Tim?
From the greater Rapids area.
Yeah, we got ourselves a Rapids area guy. All right.
Nice. Well, thanks for playing.
Yes, we appreciate you, Tim. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. I'll get your last name when we get off the air, okay? So just hang on the line. We'll talk to you in a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Tim.
You know, I like Wheel of Fortune. I don't know that I seek it out or that I'm like hanging around when it's on, but if I'm flipping through and it's on, I'll leave it on in the background.
Here is the I was a little uncertain if I should play the newer theme song or that one. That is the older one. Here's the newer one, I guess.
Oh. A little more zip or what?
Yeah, yeah. It's got the horns in it. That's what it does. The horns.
I mean, it is. What'd you say? It's tuba day? Did you say that earlier?
Yeah.
Tuba day?
Tuba
so, I mean,
day.
You know,
it's
you got the horns
day.
Going
yes.
here.
Yes. So it still has the classic theme song to it a bit, but yeah, it's a little different. Of course, Wheel of Fortune still going strong, as Terry was just talking about. They are in a bit of a change here, but otherwise, the show has been on continuously since 1975.
And that's pretty...
That is impressive.
That's amazing.
That is really... anything that has been still around on the air that long is pretty impressive, let alone a game show that... I don't know. We keep trying to make new game shows, and it gets harder and harder. I just haven't seen a newer... I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire did okay for a little while. Jeff Foxworthy one, Who's Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, that did okay for a little while. They rise up, but then they don't just stick around, yeah. You know? It's not like a lot of these classics. Price is Right. Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
That one's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I was just doing the math here, but you'd think maybe... I wonder why Pat Sajak didn't hang around for the 50th year.
You would think.
Next year.
Yeah. It's a little surprising. Yeah.
Huh.
Pat Sajak, you know, it's hard to argue who is better than him at that job. You know?
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be interesting
to
see a different person there. It'll be a while. We are going to talk to Timothy, our newest star of the day. We'll be back, and we're talking cool when we come back. Cool. We'll come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
Wait.
isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wasan Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wasan Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wasanweightloss.com or call now for your free, no obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wasan Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wasan Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wasanweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Howlers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Best listeners in radio. Got good things coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little entertainment, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. We'll talk about what's new on your local theater stage as well, as we have some local theater to talk. And I want to get into the WBAs with everybody and how you can watch and support us here at WFHR during cool. the WBAs. Because we are rolling into the WBAs, everybody. I'm excited. We're excited about it. So we want to talk about that a little bit. But we got to be cool about it, Terry. You got to be cool about it. Jeez. Cool is a state of mind. Cool is the other side of the pillow. Be as cool as the other side of the pillow. It's one of my favorite phrases. Beyonce, Harry Styles. What about that Dos Equis guy? That Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world. Cool, just cool.
I love him.
Great guy. All people who are definitely cool. But do you think you fit into that category? Someone polled 35,000 Americans and asked, "Do you think you're cool?" Just a simple question. Do you think you're cool? Turns out most of us do think we're pretty cool. Pretty cool person or on fleck or fleek or we're lit or whatever words you want to use. I don't know what the cool word is anymore. 53% say that they're cool. 29% said that not a chance. And 17% aren't sure
they
if
don't
they're
know.
Cool or not. Not sure.
Guess what? They're not.
They're probably not. Men were a little more likely to say yes, and obviously age matters too. 3/4 of Americans under 30 think they're cool. Same goes for about 2/3 of people aged 30 to 45. 43% between 45 and 65, and even 28% of seniors would still describe themselves as cool.
You know, probably the 45s and up don't really care.
Yeah, yes. They also broke it down by where you live, and the results were pretty even across the board. Except for one spot, you're far less likely to think you're cool if you live in the Midwest. A little more humble, a little more of that
likely,
going on
yes.
around here. Only 44% of Midwesterners think they're cool, 36% said no way, and 20% have no idea.
You know, I like that it's just that question. There's no qualifier on it,
yes,
right?
I like that.
Do you think you're cool or not?
Yeah.
Because your kids don't think you are.
No.
Probably a certain age it comes back.
It does.
But you know, there's a window of time where you're definitely not.
I'm blown away that my kids think that I am. And I feel like I'm like I like
wait, who asked them? You?
No, they've said it. My son said it and everything. Because I was teasing, because I look at my son and he looks and acts and dresses exactly how I always wanted to. Like all of it. The kid is like GQ handsome. He's got great style, great brain on him. And I'm telling him all this. He's like, well, I got it from you. Like, and I'm like, what are you talking about, man? No, you did the opposite of what I did. Like
I guess if he can still say he got it from you, right?
Guess.
He's like, I'm going to do the opposite.
That only proves the point that I have about any of this is I really do think that it is all about confidence. It is all just about what you think of yourself. What is cool to some people is not cool to others.
And it probably would have been cool if 100% of the people would have said yes.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been very cool. And you know, regardless of how you'd answer it or anything, I hope that you could look at yourself in the mirror and like, we all have.
Depends which day it is, right?
Yes. I was just going to say, we all have uncool
have these moments,
days.
Yeah.
And just like we all have days where we're feeling darn good. You look in the mirror and you feel good. You look at you're handling your day. And what is being cool? Like, that is such a vast thing. What is cool to some isn't going to be to others. You know, to some people, being on time, being respectful in society and so many of these things that might not have traditionally been cool are. I also think what's really, really interesting is what's happened from when you and I were in high school to now. Where when we were in high school, there was still a lot of cliques and a lot of that. And I'm not saying they don't exist anymore or anything, but that's become so meshed. Whereas I think you and I have talked about this before, where you and I in high school were friends with lots of different groups. Now that's common. Like that seems like everybody.
That is true.
And what was considered nerdy or quote-unquote nerdy or any of those things back in the day, now that's celebrated.
It doesn't seem like it's so defined anymore. But I think it still is there, but there's maybe less reluctance to cross from one to the other.
It feels like more people are...
And I'm thinking school-age kids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
me
saying
too.
That. Yeah.
Me too. And I'm thinking that that we've expanded what is cool. And more people are included in it now. And I that's cool to me. That is pretty all right. I wanted to touch on this one too. We're talking beer. We're talking it being cold. If you ask a beer drinker why it tastes better cold, they'll say it just does. And they're not wrong, but we finally have an answer for this. A new study figured out exactly why cold beer tastes better. It all comes down to how alcohol behaves in different temperatures. The shape of the water and the ethanol molecules makes a big difference, specifically whether they're arranged in a chain or more of a pyramid. When beer is cold, more of the molecules arrange themselves into chains, and when that happens, you tend to taste the ethanol a little bit more. That's a good thing because it's slightly bitter, but also sweet. So when you can taste the ethanol in a beer a little bit, we find it more refreshing and stimulating.
I mean, so this afternoon when you're having a beer, when you're done with work, you should really be thinking about the molecules.
Yes.
And if they're in chains or pyramids, just put that sucker in the fridge.
Just put it in the fridge. They found the key temperature for an average beer is 41 degrees, which is roughly the temperature inside your fridge. Anything above that, and it won't taste quite as good.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was laughing when you first brought this up because my husband tells this story about when they used to go to his aunt and uncle's, and like his uncle would offer them a beer, but it was literally like point beer sitting on the porch outside. Like,
oh, wow. Oh, wow. Ugh. Oh, man.
Could you, you know, and you take it, right? Yeah, I mean, do you take it? Yeah, I mean, you can say no, but do you say no?
Right.
Do guys say no to other guys offering a beer?
I never have.
I mean, probably not. But that made me think of that when you were talking about temperature. I would prefer it cold.
Oh, yeah. I have never heard anybody say that they like warm beer.
Yeah.
I've known people that get sick from warm beer, but I also think that was a lot to do with the heat.
Or how much warm beer it was.
Yeah, that. I think it's kind of cool when we get the science behind these things. Do I think it's going to change anything or matter to a lot of people out there? I have no idea.
I mean, they'll still say it just does, right? Yeah, it just does taste better. But it is interesting that, you know, it's the molecular makeup that affects that.
It's kind of wild. How do you like your beer? What is your favorite beer? It's a Friday. You can go ahead and let us know. And I want to hear from all of you. We are in here in the Midwest. Do you think you're cool? How would you have answered this survey? you got the whole show to call up, everybody. Call up between now and 10. Let us know. We'll get you some stickers and stuff if you call up and join us or something like that. They're cool. They're cool stickers. but I do want to know. I do want to hear.
Call and tell us how cool you are.
Kind of impromptu survey here of hearing from all of you about how you feel about that one. Because I'm curious. I really think that it's interesting. Oh, also, any younger listeners out there that happen to be listening, what is the new version of cool? Because Fleek is gone. Like, Fleek had its moment, and that was like in the early, like years ago. That hasn't been around in a while.
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
You can't even keep up.
I can't, no. That's why I continue to use older words, like I dig that or cool.
Yeah.
Because at least...
Like, it was fire for a while, and then it was lit, and who knows.
I'm sorry, lit was lazy. That was a lazy one. Like, some of these aren't so bad.
And then they're just when it's said, it's like you're sitting there like, wait a minute, what?
But didn't really register.
We're getting old.
Yeah, apparently. some would argue Taco Bell has never served quote unquote Mexican food, and their march away from it continues. They're kind of branching away from some of those foods and becoming just a bit more. I wonder eventually if they're just going to be called the Bell, because while they'll always serve tacos, more than likely they're expanding to be more than just quote unquote Mexican food.
I have never been a fan. We were lucky here, right? We had Taco Bell and Taco John's, and I would go to Taco John's hands down.
Every time. For me, every time. That's just my preference.
Taco Bell back in the day did have these really good little cinnamon twists.
Yeah, they were great.
Those were good.
Why they got rid of those, I don't know.
But I could go there just for those.
They were like cinnamon air.
Yeah, they were fabulous.
They were so good. I love those. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been there, man. They're testing their new crispy chicken nuggets at locations in Houston this month. They also did a small test run in Minneapolis last year. Their nacho fries have been popular, so maybe nuggets are the local logical next step. They do at least include a few ingredients associated with Mexican food. They're infused with a jalapeno buttermilk marinade and coated in crusted tortilla bits, so they sound a little bit different than your normal chicken nuggets. Yeah. Seems like they're trying too hard, to be honest with you. A new bell sauce or jalapeno honey mustard will be coming with it. They got them in a 5-piece, a 10-piece.
Yeah. Jalapeno honey mustard? That might be good.
This isn't actually the first time they've dipped in their toe into the chicken nugget game, though. They also had something called naked chicken chips back in 2017. They were triangular chicken nuggets you dipped in nacho cheese.
I remember seeing that, and that was, I thought that was just, ugh. I didn't try them. They just look gross.
Taco Bell can't win for losing, though. Not that I'm a big fan or anything like that, but they bring these items out to try them. They do well, and then they pull them away.
And then they ditch them. Yeah.
And now you say to yourself, well, McDonald's has been doing this for 50, 60 years. They do that with things. But McDonald's is a little different.
And they've got a well-established menu that stays.
Yes.
You know, they can tinker around with other stuff, but your staples of McDonald's are still there.
One of the smarter things they've done is early on in the day when they brought out the Shamrock Shake and then they took it away, they told everybody it'll be back next year.
It's
going to
be seasonal, yeah.
So when you know that, at least, if you're excited about these items, then that you have that to look for. Okay, at least can get it again. With Taco Bell and a lot of these, like KFC, especially those two in particular, when they bring out these new items and they pull them away, they don't do that. They just say, well, maybe, they leave it out in the ether and maybe they'll bring it back. But, who knows? And that gets them to lose customers? Like, people just don't even go back.
You would think, yeah.
That's crazy. So it does seem to be that model that McDonald's uses is really the blueprint. It really is. There's a lot of great fast food restaurants out there, a lot of good businesses. We shout out our good friends at Culver's, who I think are the best in this state at it.
That's like an elevated level of fast food.
That's Culver's. A whole different thing. Yeah. That's a whole different. I really have never felt comfortable calling them fast food. Feels like
I agree.
It technically is. I understand.
And it is, but it's just it's the next. Yeah. It's the next level.
It's a tier up. It's a tier up. We are going to get into the 9 o'clock hour. We got CBS News to kick things off, and we'll get into local and statewide news. Terry and I are then going to get into some entertainment stuff. We'll talk about local entertainment, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, all of that coming up. I want to talk about Wausau Community Theater along with our own Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And a little bit later, we're going to get into a fun one, Terry. 5 things you might not know about Cinco de Mayo. We've also got another good one. Couples are revealing the weirdest wedding gifts they received. That should be interesting. That should be an interesting one. I want audience participation from all of these, okay? Any of these you want to call up on. You and yours got a funny gift for your wedding day. Let us know about it. If you think you're cool or not, let us know. We want to know about that one, too. We got some surveys going today, everybody. We want you to call up and join the show. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. Thanks so much for downloading the app. Looking forward to talking with all of you real soon. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming.